This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How'd everything go out on the farm this morning? I was. I listened to the first hour, and I guess you were out with some farm issues.
Yeah, we needed to get some hay this morning, and we needed to bring some hay. We brought a load of hay in, brought in about somewhere around 7,000 to 8,000 pounds, and it's a start. We need to make, we need to bring that up to between 50,000 and 60,000 pounds, and we're hoping to get that accomplished over the next couple of days. So we had to leave early this morning to get that accomplished. Same time, campers are coming in, and so we needed to greet them, get them all set up. So it's been pretty hectic here. And during the break, I had a few minutes to bake some bread. And one of the things I try to do for our campers is bake a loaf of bread for them.
Okay, don't mix the hay and the wheat up.
Yeah, and so I was able to accomplish that. I can, class, literally, between the end of hour one and the beginning of hour two, it's just enough time. I have about maybe 10 seconds to spare to make bread, and that's what I just did. But you've got a full syllabus today.
Yeah, and by the way, I love freshly baked bread. There's nothing better, except for your weight. Vince, I got sent from class an interesting story, and I found it fascinating. It's tells the story of secret meetings between Facebook and Google to actually keep the technology out of the marketplace. And we can speculate why they did it, but it's fascinating. And I'll just get into it, and we'll leave it to class to figure out what the motives were. But 5 years ago, both Facebook and Google had developed what we call augmented reality. So it's virtual reality sort of glasses that you wear. But I'll cut to the chase. The key feature was, as you looked around the room with these glasses on, it would find people. It would instantly identify who those people were. So, I could come out to the farm and put these glasses on and walk around the campgrounds and walk around, the farmhouse, and the people bring in their cars into the service center, and it would instantly tell me who those people are. Now, I suspect if I actually did it at your farm, some of those people probably aren't widely known on the Internet, but it's kind of a spooky technology, Vince, and apparently 5 years ago this technology existed, and not only did... So this is the fascinating part I found. Not only did Facebook and Google not bring that technology to market, they actually secretly behind the scenes started buying up startups that had that technology perfected and then kept them from bringing it to market. So the story's from a magazine I hadn't heard of before, and called D-News, D-N-Y-U-Z, but it goes into meetings and the people's names, the managers, the engineers, the type of products. So this person did a lot of research, and they basically left it as, well, they interviewed a person named Mr. Bosworth from, well, Facebook is now Meta. he's the manager in charge of this, and he said, well, we might put this on our augmented reality glasses in the future. I just don't know. And that's basically how this whole thing ended. So, Vince, it's kind of scary that the technology exists, although if you think about it, it's maybe not so surprising. But what I wonder is, why did they hold it off from the market? Were they worried about the government? Were they worried about us complaining? Were they worried about unintended consequences? Fascinating, Vince, but as of now, this could be put on the market immediately, and they're, for whatever reason, they held this off from the market, including buying out the companies that were working on it. So I thought that was just a very interesting thing for class to think about, what the motives were of these two tech giants, and who were they protecting or not protecting, or what were they trying to achieve?
You can use the word interesting. You can use the word terrifying.
Diabolical.
Diabolical, criminal. You could say that it's an invasion of privacy. You know, Bert, back in the 1960s, the very early 1960s, I lived in a neighborhood on the East Coast. And each property was 1 acre. And so an acre class is roughly 200 feet by 200 feet. And we had a neighbor a couple doors down. They had a swimming pool. They put a swimming pool in the backyard, and they put a stockade fence around it. So the stockade fence was pickets that were 6 feet tall. And they were wooden, and you could not see through it. And they had some young girls. Mother and father had two young girls. And they were absolutely beautiful. Very, very pretty. And, you know, these were the days when bikinis were becoming more popular, and the girls would swim in their bikinis. And the idea of the fence was they could, the mother and the girls and the father could all swim in privacy in their own backyard. If there were a guy who, you know, climbed up on a ladder and peeped over that stockade fence, the neighbors would have pummeled him with a baseball bat for being a peeping Tom. Because it was totally unacceptable. But here we have Facebook, and we have Mark Zuckerberg and the ilk like him, who think that it's perfectly okay to spy on people's private lives, do the equivalent of look over the stockade fence. Bert, yeah, I can believe this. I heard this noise this morning, and I'm tying all this together, class. I have not lost my mind. I heard this noise of a low-flying aircraft. I'm thinking about 2,000 feet up. And it wasn't the sound of a single-engine private plane, you know, the kind that you and I have actually flown in. It wasn't that. This thing had a high-winding engine. It was...
Yeah, probably electric. Yeah.
No, it was a military drone.
Yeah.
Flying over me. I waved at this thing.
Did it wave back?
I couldn't tell. I think it was unmanned. I think, Bert, this was the Predator. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, Vince, when you say unmanned, there's somebody at a control panel, somebody steering it. So in a sense, it is manned. They're looking through the
remotely,
cameras in there.
Remotely manned, right?
Yeah, so they could wave the wing. Yeah, they could wave the wings at you to say, yeah, we're here. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the very first time. But this thing was low flying, and the campers heard it. I heard it. And we're all looking at this thing. And it's an outrage. It is an absolute outrage that these things are approved by our government, that these things can fly around and snoop. Bert, Gwyneth sent me, and I forwarded to the instructors, an image, a time-lapse image, 4 minutes, of the sky. And it looks like a traffic jam. You can see the trailing images of, this is over Montana, of thousands and thousands and thousands of satellites in space overhead all the time. You can't see them all the time because the sun's too bright, but they're there.
Yeah.
These things, what are they doing? Well, there, a lot of them are looking down. They're looking down at Earth.
Well,
this
most
is
of them
an
are,
outrage.
Yeah, most of them are for the Internet now. They're putting up these very small satellites, and it's, you know, it's greatly increased the number of satellites we have orbiting now. They're in low Earth orbit, and the vast majority of them, they're basically Internet transponders.
Well, in my world, we don't need it. We got along without the Internet. Bert, you and I went to school, and, you know, we didn't have the Internet. Can you imagine that? Actually going to school, and if you wanted to do some research, you went to the library, the repository of information, and then you went to the card catalog. You looked up where the volume would be that you wanted, and then you got to that volume, and then you looked through the index or the table of contents, and you did the research,
yeah.
And you wrote down longhand, you know, with paper and pen or a pencil, and you wrote down the information that you wanted, and then you reorganized it. You know,
yeah.
You didn't do it on a cell
yeah.
phone from, you know, the park bench.
Yeah, it was called the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on this theme, and we have a full syllabus, but carrying through the theme for class of people spying on you, Vince, according to the Mozilla Foundation, 84% of the car brands, they tested 25 major car brands, well, they spy on you. Now, they can't say for sure what the auto manufacturers are doing with this information, but they said these cars are collecting information as you drive, and your medical information, your genetic information, your sex life, how fast you drive, where you drive to, the songs you play in your car. That's just part of it. So now what they do with that data, I don't think we know, right? I mean, you'd have to be inside the company to know. But they're collecting that data. And Vince, this was a great research project that, and if for class, Mozilla is the same company that puts the Mozilla browser, which is one of the safer browsers to use because they don't collect a lot of your information and sell it. But then they listed the 10 absolute worst car brands for spying on you. And this included what they do with the data control, their track record of the company, the security of the data, artificial intelligence. And they gave them a ranking. And so Vince, out of the 25 car brands, take a wild guess as to which of those brands you think got the worst score. And
when you say the worst score, you mean the one that invades our privacy the most?
Yeah, take a while. There's one that stood out as absolutely the worst in terms
And now there's no question about who that would be. And he's the guy that I've heard people on the radio saying is the most dangerous person on the planet. That's Elon Musk.
Yeah, Tesla came in. I don't know if we want to call this number one, but they came in number one. But I'll quickly, before the break, list the rest of the worst. Nissan, Hyundai, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, Chevrolet, Kia, Acura, and
Honda.
Yeah, Honda. So there you have it, Ben. I'd like to see the best. I'll have to delve into the article.
Yeah.
Well, it would be many of those companies.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about these cars, and the worst cars for invasion of privacy. That means that these cars snoop the most. And you mentioned Tesla, Nissan, Hyundai, Cadillac,
GMC,
which stands for General Motors Corporation, then Buick, then Chevrolet Motor Division of General Motors Corporation, and then Kia, which is a foreign company, Acura, Japanese, Honda, Japanese, Hyundai, Korean, Nissan, Japanese.
Even though Tesla was the worst in what they were collecting and what they were actually sharing, turns out Nissan was the worst. Because listen to what, Vince, listen to what Nissan shares. Your driver's license number, your national or state identification number, your citizenship status, your immigration status, your race, your national origin, your religious or philosophical beliefs, your sexual orientation, your sexual activity, your precise geolocation at all times, health diagnosis data, and your genetic information. And they actually share that. And I've never bought a Nissan, but I'm assuming when you buy it, there must be some implied contract where you're giving them permission to share that when you buy the car, I'm guessing. That's pretty surprising and very disturbing.
Well, so class, now that you know who they are, would you consider buying a new vehicle from Tesla, Nissan, Hyundai, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, Chevrolet, Kia, Acura, or Honda. Now, not on that list is Mercedes and BMW and Ford. That doesn't mean they don't do it. It just means they're not in the top 10, right?
Yeah, and Toyota. And I tried to look, Vince, during the break to see who scored the best. They said no brand met their minimum security standards. But Toyota won, I don't know if this is worth winning, but they won because they had the longest privacy policy, and they called it long-winded. So there's pages and pages of how they respect your privacy. Who knows if they do it, and they said no manufacturer met their minimum security standard.
So, Bert, if you think about it, we know that there are cameras in the cars. We know that there are backup cameras. We know that there's infrared sensors. We know that there are sensors in the seat to know whether you're sitting in the seat and whether that seatbelt should be buckled. Because you think about it, how would you have the seatbelt alarm come on if the vehicle computer didn't know that there was someone in the seat? So it'd have to know that someone's in the seat to say, put your seatbelt on, please. So there is a sensor in the seat. So it's conceivable to me that a vehicle, well, let's say we've got our household, and let's say Mrs. Finelli at 120 pounds is a driver and is insured for a vehicle that we own. And so am I at 130-something pounds. So if someone climbs in the seat and it's 215 pounds, that car would know, if it were a new car, that there was an overweight passenger behind the wheel. And let's say there was an accident. And let's say an owner of a vehicle said, I wasn't driving. Well, the vehicle could say, well, there was a, you know, X weight person in these two seats. You know, the driver's seat and the passenger seat. Here's how much the person weighed. You go, what? Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Well, let me just show you the picture. Bert, we know a gal who is in the insurance industry, in the fraud division. And there was a guy that said, there was an accident, and he claimed that he wasn't there. And the insurance company knew he was there because of his cell phone records. They knew he was the guy behind the wheel. And that went to the insurance fraud division. That's how serious this is. They know. They know really well.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels towards New England. That tropical storm warning currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges. Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. They are deadlocked with the big three motor companies in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take mine. When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this has got to be really, really tough for Bert, and I'll tell you why. Bert met my parents, and my father was a school principal and a school teacher. Met my mom. She worked at a college and in the president's office. And so in my world, when I was growing up, education was the centerpiece of how my parents made a living at the public training camps. And so when we took our children out of school, it was like a sacrilege. It was... My father couldn't believe it because he was thinking that public schools were like his public school, where the mission was to educate to the best ability of the school, the students. That was the mission. That was number one. Well, when we took our children out of the public training camp and homeschooled them, it's like, why would anybody do that? Well, if you relate that to Bert, Bert is in the epicenter or the center of technology in the United States. So he's surrounded by technology, and he's surrounded by people who create technology. And to hear and learn these things, that technology that is being created by people around him, has got to be just gosh darn awful. Bert, does this bother you as much as I think it does?
Well, it of course it does, Vince. And so class must be banging their head on the wall, and some of the things we're saying now, well, here's a crazy one in the same theme, Vince, and carrying on. There's a bill in California, and it's probably going to be passed, that says in 2030, all new electric vehicles have to be bidirectional. In other words, your car not only does it charge from the grid, but starting in 2030, if this bill passes, this, again, not a joke. You know, I've told some jokes from lately. I don't have to tell a joke to be funny because the truth is funny. Vince, in 2030, and I'm assuming that's the model year, so that really means in 2029, your car will have to put electricity back into the grid. I don't know who dreams these things up. I doubt they have an engineering degree. I doubt they probably even have any type of technical background because, besides being totally crazy, the cars can't do it and your house can't do it. I mean, even if you have an EV and you have an electrical charger, you can't, there's no mechanism in your home or, you know, either through your electrical panel or through your EV charger to put the power back. Now, if you have solar cells, yes, there is a circuitry that you can have to put the energy from those solar cells back into your grid. That's built in when you put the new panel for the solar cells that you have on the roof. That's all built in. That's something you have to have your home rewired for. You cannot just, you know, flip a switch on your car and expect the power to go back in the grid. None of that equipment in your home exists. But aside from that, Vince, why are you charging the car if you're going to actually uncharge it back into the grid? I mean, I understand if maybe at your own home you've lost electricity, then you might want to be able to, you know, use the power in your car to, you know, sustain some things that are running in your home. I get that, and there are people talking about that, and there's an interesting new option you can get on the Ford F-150 electric pickup where you can buy a panel, and it's got all kinds of outlets, and you can plug stuff into your truck, and I think that's very cool. But that's not what they're talking about, Vince. They're talking about you with your EV supplying power back into the grid for presumably other people that desperately need power because the grid's running low. Vince, does that? I mean, I guess the thing to say is, what were they smoking?
Okay. Here's my answer, starting with the last statement you made about this new option with the electric truck, a Ford electric truck with this power port or power panel series of ports.
Well, I think that's cool.
Bert, we bought a used Jeep. It's got over 200,000 miles on it, a Wrangler, 1994-1995 Wrangler. A little four-cylinder, 2.5 liter. Use it all the time on the farm. Yeah, I used it this morning to greet the campers. It's got that. It's got exactly what you're talking about. It's got those power ports. And it cost us $100 to do it. So literally, it's an 1,800-watt inverter made by a company called Stat Power. And it was a top-of-the-line company back then. I was able to buy them used. And I bought a few of them. And literally, it's hooked to the battery, the 12-volt battery under the hood of the Jeep. And if I want to use an electric device like a little tiny air compressor, little tiny one, I plug it in. If we want to run a refrigerator on it for our campers, if we're having a little event out there, just plug the, you know, little refrigerator, like a dormitory-style refrigerator, into this device. It works great. It's $100, Bert. It's not $1,000.
Yeah. Well, I think the Ford one probably can handle some more current. But, I mean, I think something like that makes sense. But to power your car back into the grid, I mean, and on top of that, if there's a disaster, who's going to want to drain their car when you might have to evacuate your home? I just don't know. What do they really think, that all the EVs collectively are going to supply enough power to keep the grid running? I mean, how about just have enough backup power plants so that if something happens, you have some backup power generation available? Makes more sense.
How about this? How about if you have one of these electric vehicles and you own the electricity in your vehicle and you want to use it for your purposes during an emergency, you should be able to do that. But to steal the electricity back, I'll bet you they don't send a message to your cell phone saying, Bert, would it be all right with you? We're having a low current situation with the grid. We're going to have some brownouts. Is it okay with you if we just drain your battery in your electric vehicle? Just click OK on your phone, and we'll just drain that battery for you.
Yeah,
I don't believe they're going to do that.
Yeah, no, it's probably something you signed when you bought the charger. There'll have to be a new charger that's bidirectional, because there's nothing now that exists that allows you to do that. The cars can't do it, but the chargers can't do it. And not only can't the chargers do it, your home electrical panel can't do it. So, so not only, you know, they can pass the bill and make the cars support it, but who's going to spend the thousands of dollars to start rewiring their electrical panels to support this? I mean, I don't see it. It just doesn't seem like people are going to do that. I mean, even if you're forced to do it, people are going to say, I'm not going to do it.
Bert, I have a meter that measures the voltage at our farm 24/7, and I look at it all the time. And I also have a constant, I have variable tap transformers that look at the voltage and reduce the voltage when it's in an overvoltage situation. So what I'm looking for is about 120 volts nominal. When it goes to 124.2 volts, this multi-tap trip light, TRIPP-LITE, 1800 watt transformer kicks in, and it says, oh, let me bring it back down to where we'd like it, around 120 volts. It does that all the time. If the voltage is low, it boosts it up. If it's high, it brings it down. That way we don't blow our equipment. We've talked about this. Here's my concern about these electric vehicles. Let's say there's 10 houses on your block in Silicon Valley, California, where you live. Okay, so you have an electric vehicle plugged in your garage and you're charging it. And the Pacific Gas and Electric says, we need to take that electricity from your car. So they take it. Now, to put it back on the grid, your transformer is going to have to boost the voltage. Let's say it's 120 volts nominal. It's going to have to boost it to about 122 in order to push the voltage from your vehicle, your battery, onto the grid. Now, your neighbor is seeing 122 volts, and his electric vehicle is going to say, well, we're going to have to go higher than that. So maybe 123, 124 volts, and then his neighbor is going to have to go higher than that. And pretty soon, you will see what you're smoking. And those will be the houses that are being burned down from the overvoltage condition of the equipment frying and burning up.
Yeah,
how about that?
My prediction, Vince, is the bill may pass, but I just don't see how anything will come to fruition. It just doesn't make any sense, and the hurdles are just too high. I mean, I think it's one of these crazy things, like they'll pass the bill, they'll all feel good and say, oh, look what we did, and it can't go anywhere, because, you know, it'd be different if your panels supported it. I mean, even if you have solar panels, there's no extra plug there to plug an EV into. So even if you have a home where your panels are supplying energy back to the grid, there's no easy way that you can just open it up and, you know, plug your EV car into it to send power to the grid. It's easy to pass a bill because they just sit down and, you know, write this thing and then go to this state assembly and say, hey, look at this great bill we have. But I just don't see how it could ever practically come to market, because nobody's going to spend the money to rewire their homes to support it.
But you did follow the logic that I said about the increased voltage, because you have to. Class, it's as simple as this. So if you have a battery charger, and that's what a solar array is. If you have a battery,
it has to be higher, or it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. So what happens if you have a 12 volt car battery? You're probably charging that battery at just a little over 14 volts, about 2 volts more, typically. Not between 1 and 2 volts more. So the idea is, in order to have the electricity flow from the battery charger to the battery charger has to be at a higher voltage than the battery you're trying to charge. Otherwise, if the battery had more voltage, it'd be trying to charge the charger. And that obviously doesn't work. So the same thing is true with taking an electric car battery bank and trying to put the current from that onto the grid. It has to be being pushed onto the grid at a higher voltage than the grid already is. So each successive car that gets connected to the grid is going to have to be higher and higher and higher voltage. Otherwise, you won't be putting voltage onto the grid from the car battery bank. So there's a tremendous amount of hurdles. As a matter of fact, Bert, the only way I can see them doing this is to cut the grid into little tiny chunks. Little tiny chunks. And actually, they don't even have to do that, because if you want to provide electricity for homes, it's already, if a person has an electric vehicle, they have the electricity there. It's there in their garage if they park their vehicle in the garage, or it's in their driveway. So all they have to do is power the house, period. Nothing else. Forget the grid. Forget the guys that are too dumb to understand what needs to happen to keep the grid working. So it's like insurance. A person who would have an electric vehicle would have the equivalent of a non-reciprocating engine, non-internal combustion engine generator, which would really be an inverter in the battery bank in the car to power the house for a while. So why not just leave it there? If you want an electric vehicle, you've got a battery bank, and get the adapter to power your house with it. Period. That's it. End of story.
Yep.
Why mess with the rest of the grid? You buy that?
Completely agree.
Yeah. Okay. Bert's with us, and a lot of frustration here at USA Prepares on this topic.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us, and Bert has so much information to share. Classic, we can't get it done in an hour. It just cannot be done.
Yeah.
Bert, we're looking at Tuesday, right? Next Tuesday?
Yeah. No, I'll be on Tuesday. Vince, today's kind of a momentous day in that for the first time in history of the United States, all three big three automakers have gone on strike. And Vince, at first, the rumors were the union was going to pick plants like transmission plant or something strategic, whereas if you can't get transmission, then it shuts down all the other plants, and that would cause the automakers to have to pretty much shut down everything. That's not what they did. What's interesting is they picked one plant at each of four General Motors and Stellantis, that's the company that owns Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, and they picked a final assembly plant at each of the three. So it looks like a little different strategy. It won't have as big an impact as shutting down production, but Vince, it will create some shortage of, Jeep Wrangler and Ford Ranger, for instance. And Vince, I predict that if this strike continues, it will spread to other plants. And what will happen is that we'll have a shortage of cars on dealers' lots. Prices will go up. And the paradox of this is the EVs, which have stopped selling, they're probably going to be able to clear all the EVs off the lots because there's going to be a shortage of cars if this strike continues. So, Vince, it'll be funny that, you know, we saw EV sales drying up. It's like pretty much everyone who wanted one got one, and no one else wanted them, and some of the incentives are drying up or getting harder to get. So very funny, Vince, the way the strike is, what the effects are going to be.
So the auto workers are demanding a 40% pay increase and a four-day work week. You know, working on the assembly line is dangerous. There's a lot of electromagnetic radiation. There's a lot of fumes. There's a lot of volatile compounds in the air. It's not a healthy environment, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
So, and I understand. I understand that, and by the way, I am with the unions on this. I think it's great that they're striking. I really do. And I hope this sends a signal that ripples through the United States at every level that we need to do a better job. We need to work together. When you look at the CEOs of, let's say, Disney and General Motors and the Pharmaca Mafia, and you look at the compensation packages of these CEOs in the millions of dollars, and I'm not talking like two or three million.
That's crazy. CEO of Ford, take a guess of what his compensation was in 2021? Take a wild guess.
I'm thinking it's probably 1,000 times more than the average worker.
Yeah, $22.8 million in 2021. I don't have the 2022 data. Vince, I'd take that job for half that. You know what? I'd take the job for a fifth of that. And here's the funny thing.
Wait, Bert, seriously. I'll bet you take it for $100,000.
I probably would. Throw in some stock options because I turn things around as far as efficiency. I try to work with the union. I don't know if 4-day work week and 40% increase makes sense, but I'd work with the union and try and come to something that makes sense. And Vince, these guys that are there's just this relationship on the board of directors where they go, well, we have to retain this person, or we have, and I'm thinking, like, there's 500 people that could probably do as good or a better job for a tiny fraction. I mean, and what they do is they bring in these, and I've seen events because I've been on some of these boards, they bring in these consultants that show what the market is for CEO salary or for the various position they're talking about, and they go, well, to be competitive, we have to offer this, and that's what we'll have to do to both pay them and retain this person, he or her. And it's crazy the salaries this has gotten to. I mean, probably there'll be books written about how we got there, because it wasn't like this in the 50s and the 60s in terms of CEO salary.
So, Bert, I've seen firsthand how this works. So a superintendent of schools in a county, so let's say, I'll just pick a state, any state, and there are superintendents in each county for the public school system. And so when one guy wants to get a raise, he does some research and figures out what the highest pay for a seat of a superintendent is in a surrounding county. And he uses that and says, look, they're paying this other guy 20% more. So the school board says, well, we got to keep him because he's a really good guy. We don't want to lose him. So they'll pay him
20% more. We want to be in the 70th percentile, so we got to pay him more.
And then the next county oversees this, that so-and-so got a raise, 20%, and he goes, hey, what about me? And then he gets a raise. And then the next one says, he got a raise. And then they go back, and it keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, and it doesn't stop. So that's where you get these absolutely ridiculous, fantastic salaries that no one has earned. And you can take CEOs that have driven companies into the ground, and they're being paid millions of dollars, like 50, 60, 70 million dollars
and
to drive the company into the ground.
Yeah, and when they're fired, they get a compensation package to walk out.
Yeah, it's like, I'll tell you what, let's give you $50 million if you promise not to do any more damage and leave by Friday. Yeah, I'm on the side of the unions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.